If we stop training apprentices now, when the economic recovery comes, we're not going to have the workforce to deliver. MBIE told us we were at 3,000 plumbers short across New Zealand, which is a staggering number when you think there's only 8,000. Now, we know the construction industry, just like a lot of industry, have taken a hit from COVID. The borders are shut. The borders could be shut for a substantial time. And so if we don't train local people to do this job, part of the economic recovery won't be able to be delivered. What people don't realise, and the difference between tertiary education and going to university, is that you can't be an apprentice without an employer. And so that is that fundamentally starts the apprenticeship.
The Gateway program gives us good insight into their capabilities and their interests to a qualification to enable them to be fully qualified. Plumbers, drone layers, and gas fitters basically is the plumbing apprenticeship.
So those gateway programs are really successful, and also it gives them a taste of other industries that they're looking as a career for. To do your trade qualification, it's 8,000 hours, but Jack has just kept committing to the apprentice platform year on year.
It's certainly needed to have that injection for training tradespeople coming through. So yeah, it's a very good thing, and it's very pleasing to hear.
We will always need plumbers, and one of the great things about plumbing is stuff breaks. And so there's really three sectors. There's the new builds, there's the renovation, and there's the maintenance. And so maintenance plumbing takes up nearly 33% of the total workload that is completed in our sector. So we know there's work forever coming through. And so it's just not just for males. It's for people who have got good practice skills, good customer service, and good energy.